Hello?
Ah, yes, hello. Margo. Is this Valentina?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Valentina, this is David Parker. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but why don't you call?
That's perfect.
Where
so
did
I
you
just...
disappear?
I'm sorry?
Where did you disappear?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm giving to Scott. He has problems.
Sure, sure.
Okay?
Hey, David.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Well, now that I spoke to Amazon because I was looking at a proof copy and there was no ISBN on the barcode on the back cover, so I called them up about that. But it turns out that it's not on the ISBN is not on the proof copy. There's just a checking number on there, and when I looked at the copy that we have, everything is correct. So those two, Eddie Bryan books are, and the EPUB and the paperback are both up and running now on Amazon. When I went to deal with Barnes & Noble, and I carboned you on some of the communications I was having with those idiots, they're giving me a hard time about posting anything on their site saying that I need a completely new ISBN number and going through all of this nonsense, and I explained to them that I'm not asking them to be the distributor of the, I'm not asking them to be the publisher of the book. They're simply going to be a print-on-demand location.
Exactly.
And as such, and they're saying, well, since it's on Amazon, it has to have a different ISBN on Barnes & Noble. Not if it's my ISBN. And I told them that. I told Barnes & Noble, I said, this is my ISBN. This is not one that was issued by Amazon. It doesn't seem to make any difference. And I haven't gotten a response to the last email I sent to them. I'm really have lost my patience with these people. I spent a week trying to get these people to understand that it does not need a different ISBN number to be printed by Barnes & Noble.
I
do you have any contact with these people to get them to understand this?
We don't have any direct contact with them, but we can reach out to them through the customer support. I believe the same way you are reaching them out.
So you're going to have to deal with the same idiots that I'm dealing with.
Exactly.
And if that's the case, then all right. Well, then I'm, you know, and I told them, I said, I don't want to have to go to my attorneys to work this thing out because it's going to cost me money.
Exactly. So it's called.
But
this is
ridiculous. I will make an issue of this. I cannot put the books on. Barnes & Noble's not letting me put the books on there because Eddie Bryan and Richard has appeared on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has nothing to do with the ISBN.
Mm-hmm. I got your point.
And
Amazon
doesn't have an exclusive distribution with it either. I haven't signed up for extended distribution with them. So have you ever encountered this kind? I even used an example of a book that's on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble with the same ISBN number. And I sent that to them. I haven't heard back from them on that. But I don't know. Do you have a manager contact at Barnes & Noble?
No, I'm really sorry.
That I can go above this guy and beyond this guy?
Contact with them. But still, I will discuss this with the publishing team. And I just have a suggestion, like, if they are having so much trouble with the ISBN number, so can't we... Okay, just publish the book on Barnes & Noble with a different ISBN number.
Can I do what?
Can we, like, publish the book with a different ISBN number on Barnes & Noble?
No.
As they are...
How? Required? You can't... I cannot issue a different ISBN number to the same book. It's not allowed.
All right, then.
That's the rules on ISBN. You know, one... It would have to be a different edition or a different book.
Yep.
I can't even have the same cover unless it says second edition on it. And I'm not going to do that. Why would I want to do that? That just creates confusion.
I got your point. So, yeah, I will discuss it with the team. And if beside contacting the customer support that you're already doing, if they find any other resolution, I will surely share it with you.
I want to know the name and the contact for a senior manager in their customer support group. A senior manager.
I earlier told you that we don't have any direct contact with Barnes & Noble, but still, I will ask the team to find.
Well, how have you done this in the past when people have not, you have had their own ISBNs and have gone on Amazon and try to move them also onto Barnes & Noble? You must have encountered a problem in the past.
We haven't, to be very honest, we haven't had any issue like this in the past. We are still publishing several books, but it's not showing any error with the ISBN number. So I will.
And it's the same. It's the same ISBN number on Amazon as it is on Barnes & Noble.
Exactly, it's the same
so
number.
So what I'm dealing with,
off the platform.
I'm dealing with an idiot. I'm dealing with an idiot at Barnes & Noble then.
So I will just give me 1 minute here. Let me confirm with the team if they have your credentials for Barnes & Noble so they can log into your account and see on our end if they can do anything. Okay?
So they're not going to be able to do anything because I took the books down. They had the books were listed with the wrong ISBN number, which was Sheldon Benjamin's fault for that happening. You know, he said that that Barnes & Noble will only take a PDF file, which isn't true.
Got it.
When they listed the book with the PDF, the ISBN for a PDF document, but the book has got a paperback number in it. So my inquiry was, will you change your listing to the ISBN number that is on the book? Because that's what was submitted to you, not what you posted. And that's what started the whole thing of saying, no, we can't change it. Once it's issued. No. What they were showing on their site is not the ISBN, is not the manuscript that the ISBN number they posted goes to.
That's
the problem.
All right. So, and beside this, should we just stick to book one right now, or should we move towards the Amazon publishing of book two and book three?
I'm in the process of getting the pagination corrected on the other manuscripts, and then I will upload them to Amazon to see what happens there. But I'm more right at the moment. I'm less concerned about that because I know the process now with dealing with Amazon. I'm concerned about the Barnes & Noble process. And it's pissing me off to no end that it's here we are in going on April for a book that should have been up in August of last year.
All right. And just tell me this, version of the first book that we have uploaded on Amazon, these are the correct files, right? There is no issue in them.
Which?
The book
you mean
one.
Eddie Bryan and Richard?
Yeah, Eddie Bryan
and Richard. No, they're approved and they're. I've already approved and they're up there. They're up and running now. They're for sale.
All right, perfect. And it's
corrected
the same
copies with
that
the correct
our team has uploaded, right?
Pardon?
That's the same files that our team has uploaded.
I don't know if it was your team that uploaded them or if it was me that uploaded the corrected manuscripts. I had to correct the manuscripts. I had to make sure that was all squared away. I went back through them again, make sure that they were correct, and went through the approval process. So I have no idea where the upload happened. It was a document that I corrected. Now, whether you guys uploaded it or not, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
All right. So, yeah, I will also have my team look into this. And we'll try. I will ask them to log into the Barnes & Noble account and try to see if they can find a way to publish the book with the same ISBN number. And if not, then I will ask them to try to contact with someone on the higher rank, so it will be easy for you.
Yeah, I know, but you can't upload. I'll tell you where a problem is. The problem is that originally the one manuscript was uploaded for two different formats. And that can't be. The EPUB format has a different ISBN than the paperback format. Mm-hmm. So you have to upload two different manuscripts.
Yep, with two. It's
and that did not happen.
It's going to be the same manuscript with two different ISBN numbers for the different formats.
That's
right?
Correct. There has to be two different manuscripts, and that's not what happened at Barnes and Noble.
Mm-hmm.
One manuscript got uploaded, and it wasn't the correct manuscript, or it had the wrong ISBN number attached to it. Not in the document, but with the document. In the document, it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But the one they posted was the wrong one. The one they posted was a PDF ISBN number, not the paperback ISBN number. So that happened in the upload process. But right now, Amazon, both the EPUB and the paperback are correct with the correct
mm-hmm.
numbers, and they're posted and running.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, just give me 1 minute here. All right, Scott, can you do me a favor? Can you please share the manuscript that is uploaded on the Amazon? Or if you can share the password with me so I can have the team log in and see if we got the correct manuscript.
On Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon is correct. It's
no,
up and running.
I just want to see if we have the right manuscript or not.
You mean to shift over to Barnes & Noble?
Yep, exactly. So I can have the team log into your Barnes & Noble account and then try to publish the book.
All right, let me see if I can find that information. Preferences. KDP. Should be under KDP. Isn't that special? Let me type it in on my machine. KDP. KDP. Yeah, that brings it up. KDP, Amazon.com. Sign in. And it just signs me in automatically. I'm not sure what that. I don't know if it's the same as it would be. I mean, you can give it a shot and see what happens. It's kdp.amazon.com is the site.
Do you know the password?
And
because on our end, it is saying
it's valentine4322@gmail.com is the address.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So it's going to be, yeah, okay. So I know which one it's using. Let me just go back into my account and look. No, I don't want to do that. Forget about that. Go out of there. Come back here. Technology is wonderful when it works, isn't it? That's the key thing, though, when it works. Okay. 19, try this one. 1952. Capital S, as in Sam. S, it's a capital S, LONIM.
All right.
1952, capital, and then everything after the cap S is lowercase.
All right, got it. The previous password we have here is capital S, LONIM, 1952. And now it's...
Nope, the other way around. The other 1952 is first.
Got it. Now it's... Yeah, I got it. All right, I have shared it with the team. You must have... You must receive a code or notification on your phone.
Yeah. Are you logging in now?
Yep, they are. The team is trying to log in.
All right, I'll see when what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker. I don't see any code coming up.
It will be on the number ending on 76. I believe the same number I'm calling you.
Yeah, but I can't. It's not... Here it is. Okay. It is 717-183.
All right, 717-183.
Did it work?
Just a minute. I have shared it with the team. I'll let you know once I get the approval.
So are you going to call back?
Just give me 1 minute.
Sure.
All right, yes, Scott, so the team is logged in. So now what I'll ask you to do to get the uploaded manuscript from the Amazon and then log into your Barnes & Noble account and try to upload the correct manuscript with two different ISBN numbers that you have shared with us, and I will update you on this. Okay?
You want me to start the upload process with Barnes & Noble?
No, I don't want you to do anything. I will ask the team to do it, and then I will let you know.
Okay, and make sure that they have the two different corrected manuscripts that they're dealing with.
Exactly. It's just the same manuscript with two different ISBN numbers for two different versions.
They're on the copyrights. The copyright pages are different between the two books.
Yep, I got it.
So that's why it has to be two different manuscripts.
Yeah. All right.
There's another thing too, is that the EPUB doesn't need page numbers,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't track in an EPUB.
Exactly. It depends on the screen size. So yeah, it doesn't require a page number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
All right. So listen, when you call back, why don't you call me on my phone?
Sure. May I have your number, please?
Sure, 646-345-2379.
Mm-hmm. All right, 646-345-2379.
Yep.
Perfect. So, I will give you a call back on your number.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's nothing happened, right?